This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Oh my golly gee, good morning to you. If you're laying in bed and you heard all this, you're up now, directly. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show, coming to you on the Boomer Radio Network, Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, and then also Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. You know me. I'm Greg Wagner, the crazy outdoor guy, longtime game and parks guy. You see me on the street, you might want to walk the other way. I have my mask on, though, so I'm good. We'll be talking for hours. We'll talk outdoors. That's what we're going to do here today. Pleased to have you along for the ride. Neil Nelka, the Dean of Nebraska Radio, is on the board. One of my mentors.
Good morning, Greg.
You are one of my mentors, aren't you?
I take no credit.
Come on. And then we have way in the background, Nick Burris. I'm sure Nick is eating all of this good food right now. Nick Burris in the background. We will have a podcast of this show coming up right after the show on myboomerradio.com. You can go to any of my social media pages. I don't really have friends. I've got like social media friends. I got a few friends. I talk too much in the blinds. That's what happens. So anyway, appreciate you being here. What a special show today. And I'm going to lean on a radio friend of ours, a familiar voice to many of us.
Oh.
And great pipes, great guy, all around good guy. I must take him morel mushroom hunting. I promised too long and not delivered. I just need to blindfold him on where we go. But that's all right. We'll take it off and he can look. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Ryan.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Greg. You're too kind. It's
Mark
nice
Ryan,
to be back.
Neil, ad agency.
Nice to see you. And Kenny's here. Greg, thanks for having us on today. We've been looking forward to bringing DeLone up for the show. And it's great to see you all. Thanks for having us.
You bet. DeLone Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Kathy Wilson. Good morning. Kathy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. DeLone and Kathy are here. DeLone Wilson. I love the name. DeLone Wilson, president of Cubby's Inc., of Cubby's Convenience Stores.
Yes.
My home away from home with the guys at Highway 75 in McKinley.
I don't know how you've been coming in there that much and I haven't run into you because our office is right across the street. So
The fact that I now know that is probably not a good thing for
you. I shouldn't have said that, should I?
No. Bang, bang, bang. It's Wagner. Don't answer it. Cubby's Convenience Stores, 37 locations, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota.
Yes, sir.
A new one coming up for our listeners.
Yeah, technically today it's 36.
36,
but tomorrow it'll be 37.
Look at that, folks. In Laurel, Nebraska, northeast Nebraska. Where's that store in Laurel for our listeners?
It's on Highway 20. It's about 35 miles west of Sioux City, of South Sioux City. So.
DeLone Wilson. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get underway and talk outdoor stuff.
Well, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I'm from the South originally. I've lived here for a little over 8 years.
You're Nebraskans. You're transplanted.
We're getting there.
But
you
don't really talk like these, like my friends in Louisiana do.
No, we just recently hired a new chief operations officer at the company. He's moved here from the Carolinas.
Oh, boy.
And he sounds a lot more southern than I do. My wife tells me that maybe after a beer or two, I sound a little more southern than I do.
I love it.
Today, so.
It's outdoors. I love it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Talk about yourself and your family.
I'm married. My wife, Kathy, we've been married for 20 years this December.
Yay! Kathy, congratulations. 20th anniversary party.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay, good deal. We'll have it. We'll have it.
You don't want me there.
And we've got two boys, Nick is a junior at Creighton Prep, and my son, Philip, is a freshman at Creighton Prep. And they very well might be in the car right now headed out to Blair to do some trap shooting this morning. And
love those junior Jays.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo-hoo.
And maybe they're listening. I don't know. So I don't know if they know how to work a radio.
They know how to work their phones.
They do. They know how to work the phones.
Mobile devices, I'm told. Don't say phones.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I know. Yeah. And where are you from?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, originally.
Ooh.
I grew up born and raised in Memphis. Went to Mississippi State after high school for college.
Great school, MSU.
Lived most of my adult life in Mississippi after that. And that's really mostly where I cut my teeth hunting and fishing. in Mississippi and Louisiana. So.
And your dad, kind of like my dad, was not really a big-time outdoorsman.
My dad was not a big-time outdoorsman. He tells stories of growing up hunting, not necessarily fishing, but his hunting experience was a lot different than ours. Is his hunting experience was basically hunting for food for the family during the Depression.
Where you had to hit him.
Yes.
And drop him.
Yeah, and he could. He was a really good shot. He was a tail gunner and a B-29.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. But he was a great shot, and he liked to hunt small game, you know, with me as I started to get interested in the sport. But, you know, it's he talks about hunting blackbirds and eating blackbird pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, during the Depression, so.
Yep, had to eat.
Yeah, I've never had it, so. I've eaten a lot of stuff, but I've not eaten blackbird.
Same here.
I might draw the
line there.
I've
eaten crow, literally. Look at Kathy's laughing.
Yeah.
Mark knows that. Neil, you know that. Kenny knows that. So, and you and I were talking that the outdoors, as we would tell Kathy, she knows, or Polly, my wife, it's a lifestyle, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, when I moved here, I met some people that hunted, and I would try to invite them to go with me. And, well, I've got this to do. I've got that to do. And as my wife will tell you, and it's something I have to do.
I agree.
It's inside of me, and I can't help it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. The lifestyle, Kathy.
I like everything about it. I like hunting. I like fishing. I like checking game cameras.
It's a process, isn't it?
The whole process.
I like doing. And really, the fun is done when, boom, that shot is made, isn't it?
It is.
And you got to go to work, and I got to go see Kenny.
Yes.
I don't go to work.
Yeah. So, Kenny, that's where we took the first deer I killed in Nebraska.
To Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage, waiting in the wings with weather. Wow.
Yes.
And let me ask you this. Cubby's. Cubby stores have been around for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, really one of the first of the convenience stores, at least here in this marketplace. In your estimation, what sets Cubby's apart from other convenience stores?
I think the biggest thing is our people. Our people are passionate about helping the customers. But besides that, what sets us apart is our food. We brought you some samples here today, so.
There are many samples, people. I wish I could share with all of the radio audience listening out there. Great Outdoor Radio Show. And Ken Stoicich has been into it. Kenny.
Yes, I have. This is very good.
Ken, did you like that slammer?
Oh, loved it. Loved it. That was a fantastic sandwich. I mean, gosh darn.
We've got...
I've decided I'm not going to bring sausage here anymore. I'm going to stop by Cubby's and bring it by.
And I'm riding with you. There you go. So we have the very popular Chester's Fried Chicken.
Yes.
Which is just awesome.
Yes.
Partake of that. The Godfather's Express Pizza.
Yes.
Awesome. But more so than that, and I'm looking at it, Gas Station Barbecue, Reader's Choice Award.
Yes.
Mormon Bridge store location has got it big time.
Yeah, so we do barbecue there every day but Sunday. And then we have two pitmasters that have traveling smokers.
Really?
Yes. And they have a schedule, and they go to our stores in the rural markets and around town and cook somewhere every day during the week.
Very nice. And very charitable you are. You're a very charitable person. Done a lot of research on you. You might tell people real quick what you've done in South Dakota. And it was kind of with Cubby's, kind of tied in with Cubby's, wasn't it?
What, tell me what you're talking about in South Dakota.
South Dakota, with you did something... charitable
food bank,
yeah. So we're doing that here as well for the Food Bank of the Heartland.
You are,
and
good
we're,
with
we're
Brian
doing it for the food bank, of the Feeding South Dakota.
That's Sioux what Falls. I saw online. I'm vetting you, you know.
Okay, I'm beginning to understand that. Yeah, especially yesterday when I saw a picture that I didn't send you on social media, which is great.
So, stole it,
yeah, you stole
uploaded
it,
so you borrowed it. It was great,
you borrowed it. So,
Mark's like, have at it, Greg.
Yeah.
Mark Ryan.
So as one of the many challenges as a retail business that we were faced with through the pandemic, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, there for a while there was a serious chain shortage because people were hoarding money.
Yeah. I saw that at my bank.
There's a lot of stores that stopped taking cash. And so we came up with, I stole this from one of our partners in our
See, I'm not the only thief in the room.
Yeah. In our study group is because we couldn't get change. And the banks were shorting us on our change orders.
It's massive for a convenience store.
Exactly. Exactly. Whew. So we started asking customers to round up and throw their change in a bucket. And then we would take that change and then recycle it back into the stores. But we'd count it, and the stores would send the cash into the actual dollars, and $5 and $20 into the stores. And we'd give that whatever the customers would round up, and we would match a portion of it and give it to the food bank of the Heartland or Feeding South Dakota. And we're still doing that today. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to work with the food bank for the Heartland down here with that then?
Yes, we are.
Super.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to talk to Delone Wilson? Maybe you want to talk to Kathy Wilson. She's shaking her head.
I think she just came up here to observe.
Monitor?
To monitor me. So
that would be Polly.
Yes.
With Greg.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, Delone.
Yes.
And but Delone Wilson here, well-traveled, all-around outdoor enthusiast. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Now we're going to go to the butcher who does the weather, Kathy Delone. Mark, you know this. Neil, Nick, Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage.
Good morning, sir.
Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th of Bancroft, to the north of 24th and Vinton and South O, baby. And then 130th and Arbor Streets to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road, where I have problems with turkeys in that intersection. Even as of late, toms are acting up down there. No, Delone, you can't hunt 132nd West Center Road. Sorry.
I thought you could give me permission to do that. That's why I'm here. So.
You and I will be in the Crowbar Hotel, and I'll be sweeping at Cubbies for nothing.
There you go.
There you go. But Ken Stoicich is here, Stoicich.com on the internet. And Kenny?
Yes, sir.
A glowing forecast, shall we say.
Beautiful, beautiful. We've got some beautiful weather ahead of us.
Today.
Today. Today, about 42, 43.
Higher. Don't you think higher?
I'm pulling back a little bit. But
the wind.
I like to be surprised for everybody.
Okay.
And the wind is going to be a little gusty, 30, 35 miles an
hour.
We
like that for our late winter snow goose hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But then a little chance of rain tonight, but not a much of a chance. And so I think we'll get by without it. And then just a gradual, nice warm-up until the midweek and hits that 6-0.
60 on Wednesday, yes. Supposedly.
And 60 on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the nicest part about that whole thing is there's at night it's not going to get below freezing.
It's a big thing. Yeah, the ice anglers, they're done anyway.
Yeah, hope they got all
time for snow geese, turkeys to gobble.
Yeah, turkeys is just a month away.
Yeah, that's right. March 25th opens archery.
Yes.
Delone knows that firsthand. Kathy, that date is circled on the calendar there. Delone being a bow hunter, like
always
myself. The outdoor calendar. We just flip pages and circle, circle, circle. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. Ken Stoicich?
No, I have to ask, do you pluck your turkeys or skin them?
I pluck them.
5,500 feathers on that bird.
Yeah, there's a lot of feathers on there. But that is one of my favorite game meats to eat.
I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I take mine to Ken and have him do it.
I didn't know that was an option, so I'll do that now. So.
Well, the winter ones, the fall ones, I don't like to pluck.
No, I have to do that.
But the spring ones.
Spring he likes.
They're molding, and it's so much easier.
So much easier.
Yeah. Spring is a lot easier.
So the fall season's something new for me here. So.
Hmm.
I experienced that a little bit in Texas when we lived in Texas for a few years, but it's not a thing in Mississippi or Louisiana. So you hunt turkeys in the spring. So
yeah, our original hunt here was fall, and our season starts September 15th, goes through January 31st, and one permit, two birds for $30 as a resident.
That's a pretty good deal.
So. Yeah, what the southern states have found is it was having a negative impact on their numbers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they backed off of that. And then, obviously, the spring hunt's going to be bearded birds only or toms only, gobblers only.
Yeah. So they had a fall season in Texas when I lived there, but it was you could hunt them with a rifle.
Whoa. Yeah, ours is shotgun.
Yeah. And
safety.
And it was more of you're not really turkey hunting, you're deer hunting. And if a turkey happened to
you're
walk out,
it.
You could just shoot it with a rifle. Not something I was particularly interested in.
So no, who's over the next hill?
I like to call, and I like to hear it. And
me too.
and the hair stands up on the back of my neck. And
there you go. Breathing. It's that lifestyle, Kathy.
Yes.
She's saying yes, yes. So, all right. Ken Stoicich?
Yes, sir.
Grilling tip or two for the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, go to Cubby's?
Yes. It's a lot easier and a lot more tastier in some aspects. But, yeah, it's been sitting all winter, and you're thinking about getting it out. Be sure to clean it up and get it going.
There you go. What would you put on the grill? Then I'll be over. Seriously.
Well, I always like to start off the grill with hamburgers.
Mm.
Just to start it, get my rhythm down and get my times down, and then it will go into steaks and pork chops and all that other good stuff.
Very good. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, Wild Game and Fish Processing Lake, no other. Appreciate you being part of the show. 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor, Stoicich.com on the internet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
You have a great week.
You too. And that will take us into our first break as we pause for the cause to do our biz. When we come back, a lot more. We have Delone Wilson of Cubby's, his lovely wife, Kathy. Mark Ryan is here as well after this.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubby's for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubby's app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubby's today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
That's why I have an electronic call when I'm snow goose hunting alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh. Those geese are over the next hill and the next hill.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Greg Wagner with you here. This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. Look at the stations there. 94.5 FM, 106.5, 97.3. 1490 AM, 1420 AM. We're on Fremont, Nebraska Radio, 1340 AM, 98.9 FM. Big Dog Country, that's KHUB at 1340. Love our Fremont listeners, myboomerradio.com. And I appreciate you coming along for the ride. Great Outdoor Radio Show, one of the longest running outdoor talk radio shows. Neil, is this our 24th year?
24, 25, somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah.
Wow. Too darn long, almost.
That's a long longest time, running so. In the country.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Longest running in the country.
Yes. It wow. Runs.
Yeah.
You would know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've outlasted everybody.
And I'm still here for some reason.
You're still young and pretty.
The listeners have sympathetic love for me. There's hope yet, they're saying. So, no, appreciate everybody being here. The Great Outdoor Radio Show brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, cubbies.com. Find a store near you. And they're going to talk more about Cubby's with Delone Wilson, president of Cubby's, Inc. You're also president of the, is it the Nebraska Grocers?
The Nebraska Grocery Industry Association.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You were down with one of our biggest spring turkey hunters, the governor, weren't you?
Just on Wednesday, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was Supermarket Employees Appreciation Week. So
awesome.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, the true front line
exactly
is there. We got to have food.
We got to have food.
We got to have fuel. We got to have food.
And it was what I said on Wednesday, and I think it's really true, is we found out as a country, as a society, how fragile our supply chain is.
Oh, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Who would have ever thought?
Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, all that stuff. A lot of basic food items.
Hamburger. Talked with Ken about that.
Yeah, hamburger. A lot of that was really became a problem. But the one thing that was not a problem was the retail side of it. The workers continue to show up, continue to serve their customers.
Awesome individuals.
Every day. Yeah, awesome people. So they wanted to show up and take care of their customers. So
fantastic. Mm-hmm. Also have as sponsors, besides Cubbies, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Brainerd, Nebraska, Terry Kriz. Terry, are you up? Terry. Terry Kriz and family running the Oak Creek Sporting Club Controlled Shooting Area Hunting Preserve. Their season goes through April 15th. You got time. You got good weather.
Yeah, Terry's probably mad at me because I actually had, me and the boys were going to go out this afternoon and hunt.
Oops.
A little bit. We had to cancel. So
because of this, probably.
No, not because of this. So we were going to go out after lunch, but my dog's sick. So.
Oh, you have a new dog, I hear.
I have a new dog, yes.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a small Munsterlander.
Friends of mine, Pam Robinson, Chris Hill.
I got it from Chris Hill, Honey Hills Kennels. So my wife is enjoying staying home with him all day while I'm at work. So.
He has a little energy.
Oh, my gosh.
A little energy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. Matter of fact, he likes to grab things off the tables and counters and eat them. And he's got some particles in his stomach right now. And
oh, boy. He's a kid.
He's a kid. Yes.
That's just how
he's
it is.
He's a baby.
And you know Chad Phillips, whom we had on here too.
Chad is training. Yes,
Chad's great. He was on.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So I met Chad several years ago out in at Oak Creek on a guided hunt, and really liked the way his dogs work.
Oh yeah, they're champions. Yep.
Yeah. So when it got time to get a bird dog and have him trained, I knew I wanted to take him to Chad.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Also have his sponsors, of course, Stories of Chops of Sausage and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Chris Walls, Lynn Walls, you can run, but you can't hide. You're going to be on this program with Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau staff. We have a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, Neil's looking at me. Unfortunately, Dodge County right now, we've got the threat of flooding.
And some more than just a threat.
Uh-oh, do we have the lowland flooding going on?
Well,
the Platte ice jams.
On Highway
ice
15
jams.
Over the Platte River and a couple of places out towards Schuyler.
Yeah, it's just south of Schuyler. Yep. The road's closed. So.
And as they shift, just stay tuned. So no hunting shed antlers right next to the Platte, people. It's that simple. Hit the Highlands. All right. There you go. Delone Wilson again with us today. 402-553-1490, our phone number. You want to chat with the head of the shed for Cubbies? He's right there. 402-553-1490. I want to ask you, you have a great reputation, by the way. After vetting you, I found this out.
Hey.
I didn't talk to Kathy, though, but that's all right.
Well,
it's all good. She's here.
Mm-hmm.
She's monitoring. But what drives you when you get up every day? And I mean, you're a CEO. What drives you? What propels you? I'm going to take on the world today. Cubbies, we're going to look at new stores or something new into the stores. What drives Delone Wilson?
Probably the biggest thing is our people. That, you know, they serve our customers and they take care of our customers, and we want to take care of them. You know, we've got, I think I haven't looked at the count, but north of 500 employees, 520, 530 employees. And, you know, it's a big responsibility when you look at it and say, you've got that many people that are earning their living with your business. So you want to do a good job with the business because people are counting on you.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest thing that drives me. So, because I know at the bottom line is if we take care of our people, they'll take care of our customers and everything else will fall into place.
You're kind of that CEO that could have been on the show where, you know, the big CEO, the CFO goes and infiltrates the workers and everything. You're out and about, and you're visiting your stores, aren't you?
I do. Yeah, that's the funnest thing to do.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Management,
we don't
by
make,
walking around.
We don't make any money sitting in the office, so nothing happens at the office. So, well, a lot of work happens at the office, but where the rubber meets the road is in the stores and with the employees and with the customers. So,
let's have some fun now. Back to the outdoors we go. Passing out sheets. I'm the teacher in the classroom. And here we go. Great outdoor trivia round number one. From my end, you're going to play for a brand new packet of 2021 Nebraska outdoor material. Everything you need to know to get you outside and keep you a legal beagle. We'll throw in one of the pocket-sized water-resistant waterfowl ID booklets. Spring migration, it's underway. Going to really get underway this week. And anything you want to toss in from Cubby's, DeLone?
I've got a pocket full of gift cards, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got
to Cubby's convenience stores.
$50 gift cards, so buy fuel, food.
Oh, my gosh. Beer. Could be the old market.
Yeah, could be the
could
old
be
market.
Could be the Mormon Bridge store location. Could be out in UTAN.
Out in O'Neill, up in South Dakota.
Yeah, a lot of listeners up there. Awesome. Thank you. Here we go. And through Mark Ryan, you were asked this week. DeLone Wilson, our guest today, all-around outdoorsman, president of Cubby's. He has a preferred or favorite game species to hunt during a certain season. He may have alluded to it. What is the game species, and what is the season he likes to hunt them? Ooh. It would be, the hint I would give, it would be the same as me. And if you listen to the show, you would probably know. First caller that gets it right wins the neat prize packet. 402-553-1490. Call in. Talk to DeLone Wilson. Talk to Kathy. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
The electronic campfire burning brightly.
Yes, it is.
There we go. My friend DeLone Wilson right there to my left. I'm Greg Wagner. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com. The better half, I shall say, Kathy Wilson joining us here. And then on the end, longtime friend, everybody knows Mark. Everybody knows Raymond. Everybody knows Mark Ryan.
Yes, they do.
Nice to be back.
Wonderful
here
ad agency he has going. The
Thank
one
you.
Man band.
Thanks for having DeLone.
Nicest
on today.
Guy you'll ever meet.
Well, you're too
Mark
kind,
Ryan.
Greg. It's a good place to be. It's always nice to see Neil. We go way, way back.
The dean of Nebraska Radio on the board is so Neil Nelken.
We were both a lot younger then.
You look at all the talent that's come out of this town that have gone on to bigger and better.
All roads
places.
Go through Neil.
That guy right there.
Yep. Nick Burris in the background, by the way. Appreciate the work that Nick does. Mark, you wanted to bring something up, something kind of unique about dough.
Well, yeah, so Cubby's put together a great promotion several years ago. It's called Raising Some Dough or Raise Some Dough, and it's a partnership with Godfather's Pizza Express where every large pizza that's sold at participating Cubby's with Godfather's Pizza Express, a dollar goes back to the local school district. And those pizzas and those dollars add up fast, and Cubby's has been able to give a lot of money to many school districts in rural areas, which has been very helpful for, you know, some of the things they wouldn't otherwise get, computers and that sort of thing. So it's another cool effort that Cubby's is doing to give back and getting everybody involved.
Told you, DeLone is one of the most charitable people ahead of Cubby's.
Yeah,
Cubby's convenience stores.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, the other thing we probably should hit on, Kathy brought this up, was the effort that Cubby's did with for the Boys and Girls Club last spring and summer.
Yeah, I read about that.
I'll let
talk
DeLone
about
talk about that.
Well, my father-in-law had done some giving to the Boys and Girls Clubs and got to know Ivan Gilreath over there, who just retired. He was the CEO. And when the pandemic hit and schools let out, they were worried about some of their kids and their families how they were going to eat, because a
Seriously.
Lot of them depended on the school for a lot of their meals. And so he called me and said, would you be willing to introduce us to your sandwich vendor and to see if they could produce sandwiches maybe at cost for us so we could feed our folks? And I said, well, I hate to tell you, we really don't have a sandwich vendor. We make all our sandwiches.
Your own
stress. Yeah. And so I said, but, you know, tell me what you're thinking, and maybe that's something we could do. And he told me, and it was, you know, at first it was kind of daunting because it was about 1,000 lunches, sack lunches Ooh. A day. And I went, talked to Sherry, down our food service manager down at the old market, and said, you know, can we do this? And they said, absolutely, we can do that. We can knock it out. It was a big effort. They'd make the sandwiches all morning, and we'd go down. Mark would help. Kathy would help. My kids would help, and we'd load them all up in our vehicles and take them over to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they would distribute them out to their families. So
fantastic.
And we ended up giving we didn't give them away. The government reimbursed the Boys and Girls
sure.
Clubs, and they paid us. But we did it all at cost, and we did, I think, right at 60,000 meals over the course of the spring and summer.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Excellent job.
Yeah.
Excellent job. We have a winner. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. If you're just joining us, DeLone Wilson here, well-traveled outdoorsman, president of Cubby's Inc., has a preferred game species he likes to hunt at a certain season. What are they? So we go to line number one, and it's one of the great farmers. One of our farmers that are listening, landowners, wonderful family. It's my good friend, Alan Rohr. How you doing, Alan?
Good morning. Very well.
How goes it, my friend?
Just working in the shop this morning, kind of muddy and floppy, but
yeah,
do what I can do.
There you go. Getting ready for spring planting season. And turkey starting to strut or gobble around your place there?
I've seen a few. They've been bunched up with that cold and the snow. They've been hitting the terrace, you know, the terrace tops, trying to scratch out a meal.
Spring is on the horizon. Mm-hmm. So what does DeLone Wilson right here of Cubby's, like me, what does he like to hunt when?
Turkeys and in the spring.
Yeah, there you go. Very
that
good.
That is right. That is right. So there's nothing like being out in the morning before the sun comes up and hearing those
the
gobbles.
And it's warm, and there's nothing else really out there. It's the awakening of spring.
Yes.
Alan knows that firsthand.
And talking to him and hearing him answer.
Oh. Yep. People say, do you have to be a real good turkey caller? No, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I can call him in. Anybody can.
Yeah. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Exactly.
But for me, for turkey hunting, If I kill one, that's icing on the cake.
I'm mostly shooting video now.
Yeah. I just like to hear them.
Yep. There you go. Alan, you probably would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Nothing like the first of the morning, getting them off the roost and hearing them do their magic.
Mm-hmm. Alan Rohr of Elkhorn, any questions or comments for Delone Wilson?
Just a word of thanks for everything that Cubbies does for the communities around. And I sponsor the one out at out by UTAN. That's one of my haunts out there.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your business and appreciate the kind words. So
there's more big trucks parked in there, and yours is one of them in the mornings.
Sometimes, yes, you're right.
Do you drink coffee there in the morning, Alan?
I have.
Okay.
I have. Yep. I'm not an every morning person, but I have been in there a few times, definitely.
Yeah. That's one of the neat things about most of our stores is we've got a coffee club in just about every store.
Yeah, Mormon Bridge location
Mormon Bridge
has my
gosh. Coffee club. We've got morning coffee clubs. We've got afternoon clubs. We've got in Ottawa, that's the only place that I know of, we have a ladies coffee club.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one.
Shows up. And then in one town, I won't mention it, we have two coffee clubs that show up in the morning. And the manager tells me one group is the group that likes the co-op and the other group is the group that doesn't like the co-op.
Oops. But they're both there.
But they're both there.
That's all we care about.
But they're
about.
Sitting across the street from each other.
So. Yeah. Very good. All right, Alan, thank you very much. Appreciate
you
listening,
much.
Buddy.
Good job.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, thank you. Alan Rohr, Elkhorn, Nebraska, one of our fine farmers that listens to our show here, and Hunter as well.
Good.
And it was a little bit of a kind of a culture shock coming from, Mississippi up here. The hunting is totally different there than here, isn't it? And how things work.
Well,
every state is different.
It was a big culture shock on all accounts.
I bet.
Not just the hunting and the fishing moving here. But the hunting and the fishing is a lot different. It took some getting used to. I love it here.
I was going to ask you, what do you think of Nebraska's outdoor scene, flat out?
Oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And it took me a while to get into it and figure it out. It's a lot different. I'll point out a couple of those differences. One is in Mississippi, you have almost 90 days you can hunt deer with a firearm. You have, and even more of that with archery. And the big difference, it took me a while to figure it out. And I had to go to the Game and Parks office the second year and just say, this is what I want to do. Tell me how to do it. Because in Mississippi or Louisiana, in Mississippi, all you had to do is buy a hunting and fishing combo license.
And go. Whoa.
You could
can
buy
we more strictly manage our species here.
And you could buy a sportsman's license for a little bit more money. And that covered everything. That covered all your stamps and saltwater fishing and everything. And that was it. And you know, the first year I bought deer hunting, my permits, I did it wrong. And I went back and I tried to buy a muzzleloader tag because of the December muzzleloader season. And they're like, well, you can't.
You already have 2 buck permits.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, now the game warden's on the phone.
All right.
Hunting partner, conservation officer, good friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show is Nebraska Conservation Officer Rich Berggren. Out of Waterloo, Nebraska, he's out in the field. Good morning, Rich. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. It's really nice out today.
Yeah, you parked at one of the cubbies. Come clean.
Delone
is laughing.
I'm with Alan. I do the UTAN store.
Okay, UTAN, there you go. Knew that, didn't I?
Do y'all like what we did with the remodel?
Yes, yeah, looking good over there, and it's busy over there.
It
you
is.
Need a bigger parking lot, and you did get a bigger parking lot too.
Yeah, we tore the house down. So,
yeah, works out good.
Mm-hmm.
So, things are going pretty good outdoors. Like Alan said, pretty sloppy out there. We got a lot of snow. Wind's kind of trying to dry things up. We still have some ice fishing going on. I was at Standing Bear yesterday. Just be cautious out there. I can't tell you where to go, where not to go, because all the ice is different. You're going to have to be in charge of your own safety and drill that and have the safety equipment with you. Have a plan. Tell someone where you're going and when you're coming back and go with a buddy. You know, there's a 3-4 foot hole out there, several out there at standing bear people were fishing out of, and I had to try to run them off because that's not a safe place to be. So on that, and if you're not paying attention, you know, down you go. So, no, things are looking good. A little bit slow in the hunting. We haven't seen the snow geese coming in yet. I imagine they're coming. Trout Lake at Two Rivers is going to be coming up here end of March, mid-March. So that's coming, and there might still be some ice, but might come off. But now's maybe a good time to everybody to look at their equipment and clean their equipment, especially your firearms. You know, you've had them out in the field a lot, and those from extreme cold to your vehicle to your house, there's moisture, condensation, they get dirt. You can only spray it clean so long. You got to take it apart and clean it up, clean the barrels on that, and maybe a good time to get ready for that.
All right. Thank you very much, Nebraska Conservation Officer Rich Bergeron, with a report.
I got a question for DeLone.
Oh, good. Yeah. Throw it at him.
Hey, looking at, you know, years ago when we were skipping school and going out hunting, there was some store, I don't know if holiday stores are still around, but we was always able to buy ammunition and maybe some cleaning supplies there on that. Any thoughts of having a case of or a little area that you could have some sporting equipment or, you know, handgun ammunition, shotgun ammunition, cleaning supplies? Any thoughts to that?
Well, can you find handgun ammunition now?
No.
Slow. If there was a cabinet down the road to have some common shotgun or rifle hunting ammunition just for the hunting outdoors crowd.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't know the legality of that here, so I haven't really checked into that, but I'll definitely do it.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I have one of my study group members who is an avid outdoorsman, and they have stores in Louisiana, and they have a section there where
I bet
they sell shotgun shells and a few rifle shells and
not a lot, just something if people forgot or ran out, or, you know, there's a lot to think about when you're going out to the field, and sometimes you just forget.
Yep.
Gloves, face mask.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're fueling up and getting some lunch, hey, that's a good reminder, and then it keeps people in the store longer because they'll want to look at that stuff.
Exactly.
All right.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Rich. Nebraska Conservation Officer Rich Bergeron of Waterloo, your friendly area conservation officer. Take another time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show when we come back. More with DeLone Wilson, Kathy Wilson, and there he is, Mark Ryan over there.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
All
Ah, yes. Migration is on. Turkeys are talking. Good morning to you. Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio. Also, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate our sponsors, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Stoicich House of Sausage. Special guest today is DeLon Wilson.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
The big guru. Can I say that of Cubby's?
Let's not
head of the shed. Presidente. There we go.
I know nobody's ever told you this, but I think you're getting a little carried away there.
So. Probably. Kathy has a lot to say about those things. Kathy, you're in charge, aren't you, on the Wilson Ranch?
No.
Kathy?
Ride.
Polly rhymes with Kathy.
I'm just
that,
in charge of it.
I get it, DeLon, Mark Ryan is with us also over there. Ad Agency Pro. Great guy.
Well, thank
Again,
you.
Again, one of the nicest
Appreciate
people you'll
that.
Ever meet.
No, you're too kind.
Why you'd want to not sign with him to do anything is beyond me.
Right.
He's
thank
great.
You.
Great. Big time. We have Great Outdoor Trivia Round Number 2 coming up. But, DeLon, you have a question for me.
Yeah, we were talking a little earlier in the last segment about the differences in hunting in the South and hunting here and what the outdoor scene is like. And one of the things I've been curious here, especially since there's such a limited firearm season here in Nebraska, is why is there not a carved out youth weekend for rifle hunting with firearm hunting with deer? Because I know my boys are older now, and I feel confident sending them to the blind and letting them hunt by themselves or to stand and letting them hunt by themselves now. But early when we first moved here, I didn't. And really, you've only got 2 weekends to hunt with a rifle here and, you know, would like to have the opportunity to do some of that myself, selfishly, but I also want to take them as well.
Mm-hmm. So we've not done any youth hunts prior to the firearm season. The major management tool that we have to crop back these deer numbers for the health of these herds is our firearm deer season. It's the 9-day season, and we don't want anything before that that would skew that. And this year it's a little unique in that landowners, farmers, ranchers, for the first time, they will be able to, with the $5 permit, be able to hunt the weekend before.
Okay.
Because they normally can't because they're harvesting their combine and their beans and corn, and it's a tougher time. So the caveat was given to them since they control 97% of Nebraska for access. And they're normally really busy, and they don't want to hunt the regular firearm season because everybody else is coming in, family, friends, and they want to kind of have dibs the weekend before so they have it. But we've not done the youth thing because of the reason I mentioned, but what we have done here that other states are really liking, we have the El Cheapo $8 youth permits for deer and turkey. And so it's $8 for a youth permit. You could go archery. You could go the early October antlerless season, the main firearm season, the muzzleloader season, $8, or that long, late firearm deer season targeting white-tailed does. Mm-hmm. So we have decided to go that way versus just a couple days if we might have weather that would skew that particular hunt. And we don't want to impact that rifle season. That's our big management tool. Mm-hmm. That's where we're getting deer killed for the health of the herd.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
A little bit.
That's why we
I understand it from a management standpoint, but from an experience standpoint,
sure,
it'd be nice to just to have the dedicated weekend you could take your kids and mentor them.
I understand that. I get that.
Then you'd have some time to hunt yourself.
But the caveat this year through the Nebraska State Legislature, the unicameral, was given to landowners so they can hunt. Because my landowners normally, they're in their fields, they're working, combines are rolling day and night. And they'd like to hunt, but they don't want to try to compete with others or impact other people coming to their places. So they have the caveat. It's not to say we couldn't do a particular youth weekend before that. Archers may have something to say about that during the rut because their time to hunt, as you know, they love that period from Halloween up to the start of that firearm season. They don't want to give anything
Archers have a lot
up.
To say about everything.
They do. It's a vocal bunch.
They're it is.
Kind of our first team of hunters.
Everywhere I've lived, it's been a vocal
bunch. Oh, yeah. So. They're, hardcores, yeah.
Yeah, and I love the bow hunt.
Same here. Yep. So those are the reasons. That's what we've done here. It's not to say we couldn't do one down the line, maybe,
we'd have to carefully craft it.
Sure.
So as not to impact bow hunters during their prime time and such.
Good.
So we're keeping it cheap.
Yeah.
That's what I can tell you.
Yeah. So I think there's a youth waterfowl weekend here.
We have youth waterfowl weekends in the various zones.
Youth pheasant.
We have youth upland game, pheasant and quail. That's the weekend before. Mm-hmm. The biggest hunt we have in Nebraska is deer. Don't ever let anyone kid you. It is not anything else. We have over 100,000 deer hunters. I don't have any more pheasant hunters. Sorry, Terry Criz, probably 30,000. Mm-hmm. Deer is big.
Yes.
We have whitetails in all 93 Nebraska counties. Muleys in the western half of the state.
That first weekend of the firearm season's...
It's a big one.
Something else, so...
It gets a little crazy at times. Not as crazy as other states. Probably not as crazy as Mississippi. But it gets busy.
Yeah, Mississippi's a little more subdued as far as the opening weekend. It's a big deal.
Because you have a long season.
It's a big deal. But yeah, you've got a long season. Mm-hmm. So you're hunting from the first part of November until the end of January. Yeah.
We did a survey with landowners, and the landowners want just the 9 days. They don't want it to continue.
Mm-hmm.
That 9 days they can put up with stuff, and that's the peak of the rut generally. We know that, and that's why we've kept it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Neil Nelkin is giving me signals. That means we need to take another break on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Great question. I love questions.
Good.
So we'll talk more with DeLone Wilson, Kathy Wilson, Mark Ryan after these messages.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Boomer, Big Dog Country. Brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Store, Storyside Child Some Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, with the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Where has time gone? We need another hour. Mark.
Can't make it, man.
Do it, man. Huh?
If Neil. I could make time, I'd be a rich man.
I know.
You're not?
Wait a minute. DeLone has something to say about that. Kathy's laughing.
I see the bills.
Lots of invoices.
Yes.
There you go. DeLone Wilson, a very special guest today. Will you come back? We got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, I'll come back sometime.
I need to ask you, we'll save the trivia question for when you come back. It's a good one. And then... we'll save conservation messages and other things. But I wanted to get in some of the things about Cubby's convenience stores. Very important. Thank you for being here. Big
time.
Oh,
you're welcome. Thank you for having me. So,
and you can come back with a lot more questions for me and
sure.
get after me.
Yeah, I've got several. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Look at him looking at me straight in the eye right there. I love it. Kathy, thank you for coming in. Mark Ryan.
Thank you, Greg.
I appreciate Cubby's Convenience Stores being part of our Great Outdoor Radio Show family.
Well, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. MyBoomerRadio.com for the podcast. 1 week from today, it's Women in the Outdoors with Monica McCubry. That's the Annie Oakley of Game and Parks, by the way.
Okay.
She can outshoot me on one of my good days. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you then. Until then, cast far, shoot straight, respect that resource. Take somebody far younger than you outdoors, but swing by Cubby's first. I'll be right behind you all the way. I need a Diet Mountain Dew and, yeah, that barbecue right there.